Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, 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 my loves. Happy October the 3rd. I hope that you are well and blessed beyond all measures. I pray that this day is the best day of your life. I pray that whatever you are faced with, that you can see with the lens of Christ, that you got this, that God is on your side, that greater is He that is in you than he that is of the world today. Today's word and message of the day is on choices. We all have the freedom to make choices. But we need to remember and remind ourselves that with each choice comes an outcome. So I went to pull up the definition for choice, and it's an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. There was an example, the choice between good and evil. And it's funny that that would be the example, because the scripture that I found was Galatians 5 and 13. And it reads, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free." Again, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. And what I can think about, and when you think about just having a humble spirit. And sometimes people take humble spirits for being weak to be farthest from the truth. A humble spirit is just when you know who you are and you're so sure in yourself and you don't fall victim into darkness. Like, you don't fall for that. Like, you can be in a situation and someone has given you every reason, everything in you to fight back, or to, you know, they're hitting you with words that hurt, words that are sharp, and you have every reason to hit back with those words, to shoot back, you know, the fire, shoot fire with fire. You have every reason to do that, but you can make a choice to not indulge in your flesh, because it's your flesh is bawling right now, your flesh is hot. Your flesh wants to fight back by any means necessary, but you have the opportunity, you have the choice to serve in love. And it doesn't mean, again, that you're weak. It doesn't mean that they've won. It means that you've won, because they don't have control over your life. I used to tell my mentees all the time, they used to get mad, "Miss Jada, don't say it, don't call me that." But every time they would come to me and say, "They did this, or they made me do this, or they made me mad," or something of that nature, I would show them a video of the old school puppets where, you know, they were operated by a string. And I would show them and remind them that every time you say someone else brought these emotions out of you, you are at that moment their puppet. They are dangling you by the strings and just getting everything out of you that they strive to get out of you. And so you have a choice to say, "No, you will not be my puppet master. No, I have control over my emotions. I have control over my decisions. I choose today to let you have that and go about my business." That's a choice. Like, we have a choice in relationships. Am I going to choose to love this person? I'm going to choose to half love this person. I'm going to choose to love this person with conditions. We have a choice for that. And it's also up to the other person to choose how you want to receive that, what you want to feedback. If you're okay with someone loving you, what conditions you're okay for making yourself be all of that for that other person. If you're changing your looks, you're changing your actions, you're changing, you know, things that brought life to you to make this person happy, then you're making a choice for a negative outcome. You're not making a choice for a good outcome, because unconditional love comes with blessings. It comes with each person taking each other for who they are, and they're developing and growing together into something different, but they're not trying to change each other, if you get what I'm saying. Also, you have a choice to do good or evil. You have a choice to get up and say, today is going to be a good day. I'm going to treat people with kindness. I'm going to treat people with love. I'm not going to try to hurt anybody. I want to just be guarded from evil. You have a choice to do that. But some people wake up and they allow choices, and it doesn't have to happen when they wake up. It could be something that they pull throughout the day, later on the evening, that night, to make a choice to hurt somebody, to make a choice to just do things that, you know, that they'll regret. Some of them may and some of them may not, but it's something, the outcome, the other person is hurt. So I just want to remind you today, make good choices. Do not use the freedom to indulge your flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. And love is always a great outcome. Love is the best outcome. When love is in it, there's so much beauty, there's so much joy. People, you know, their hearts are filled, and you are doing your purpose. You're doing your purpose in life, and to love one another. So today I just encourage you to go out and make good choices. So, Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the reminder of making right choices, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us, Lord God, and just pouring your love into us so that we can go out and pour your love into others, Lord God. Have your way, Lord, like only you can. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of our hearts and our souls, Lord God, from things that have, you know, we've done to others and that we've been done to ourselves, Lord God. We ask that you would just continue, Lord God, to give us the discernment to make the right choice, to give us the heart to walk in love, to give us the heart, Lord God, to walk away from something that is trying to pull our flesh opposite of where you want our flesh to be in, Lord God, from where you have the purpose and destiny over our lives, Lord God. Just have your way. Help us, Lord God, to make the right choice between good and evil, because we know that every choice has an outcome, and we want our outcome to be love. We want our outcome to be full of purpose. We want our outcome, God, Lord God, to please you, to please your heart. So have your way like only you can. Let us be the face, the hands, and the feet of Jesus today. Just have your way like only you can. We love you and we praise you, Lord God, and we thank you for who you are, and we come to you collectively saying thank you, we love you, amen.